I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent articles have reported that the Islamic State is shrinking and its revenue is on the decline. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that across the world, ISIS isn't being perceived as scary as it once was. It's a glimmer of hope, but there's still a long way to go because violence is still rampant, especially against Christians.
One of the things that we are watching closely is that there have been a number of murders of Christians, particularly in the northern Sinai region in Egypt. ISIS has taken credit for some of them, most of them, and so they are putting feet to their words. They are doing actions against Christians.
So would you keep these believers in your prayers? Pray especially for boldness for Coptic Christians in Egypt, and pray that both the terrorists and their victims would find hope in Jesus Christ. And when disaster strikes a community and a country, there is a heightened sense of need for love, care, and security. And it was out of tragedy in Russia 13 years ago that SOAR International's annual Baskets of Hope project was born. The baskets are gifts for orphaned or needy children, and they contain toys, snacks, necessities, and a Bible. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says it's a chance for you to make an eternal difference this Easter.
Every year when we do this, there is always a new child we meet or see or get to talk to. A child whose life has had who knows how many horrors in it, who has never truly experienced any love.
To sponsor a basket or a Bible, head on over to missionnews.org to get started. And would you pray that the kids who are receiving these baskets respond to the hope of Christ? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.